First, we take a statistical slice out of Pi Day. This year was full of face painting fun and classic carnival games, all with the beautiful weather overhead. If you went, it's probable you had a good time. Who wrote this? Oh, me.
Plus, we'll show you some clips from Friday's dance show. The team performed all the best music of the past decade.
These stories and more, it all starts now
on the Kern-OC.
From OCTV,
Raider Nation's leading news magazine starts now. This is Current OC.
Hey guys, I'm Noah Baker welcoming you to the final Current OC of this school year.
I'm Taylor Mulford, and not only is this the final show of the year, but also the last time you'll watch the two of us anchor.
A real shame, huh?
Recently, Pi Day gave us an opportunity to enjoy all the nice end-of-the-year weather we're getting. Math classes held games outside in the basketball court with a goal of collecting data and showing the school a good time. Let's take a look.
Hi, I'm Teen Goodman for the 2026 Pi Day event. Let's go take in some of the games they have in store.
Our game is sifting for shells. You take as big of a scoop from the sand as you can, and whatever shells come out in your sifter will end up as the prize that you can take from the bowl.
What is your game?
We have a tic-tac-toe relay race with the minis. You start at that red line, and then each group has a one-color penny, and then they try to get three in a row.
Tell us about your game.
It's King of the Doom. It is a card game. You essentially just have to get a higher card value than me within five cards.
Tell us about your game.
Alright, so we're playing shuffleboard over here. It's really easy. You got three zones where you can score. If it's on the line, you don't get a point. It's a point lower. Anything that's not a one, two, or three is a zero. You got cliffhangers, knockouts. That's about it.
Our game is ping pong. Basically, we're just trying to see which side wins more. So we're playing games to five. That's about it.
What side is currently winning?
Currently, the north side's winning by quite a bit. South side's coming up, though. But we're just keeping tally score which side wins more.
The raw numbers say it all. Pi Day was A+. What a way to kickstart summer. This year's dance show was held here at the high school on Friday night. What was the theme? The last 10 years. Now, we've all lived through quite the decade for music. Each class performed songs from different eras within that decade, and they did not disappoint in bringing to life such hits as Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande's Rain On Me, Meghan Trainor's Me Too, or the variety of TikTok tunes that have constantly blessed our phone screens. This year's cast of dancers was incredible. It took months of perfecting their routine to shine on stage the way they did. So, congratulations to everyone involved, and a special thank you to Miss Morrison for her leadership, support, and commitment to making the show possible. Here she is now speaking about her senior class.
They're amazing. They've been here since the start when we really took it to the next level, and they've just been my inspiration, my support system. Just, there's no way I would have gotten through the last 4 years without them.
For our final sports segment of the year, we are talking about a history-making team that will go down among Ocean City's greatest of all time. This year's girls softball team won their first championship in 37 years. Let's take you down to 6th and Simpson to recap the South Jersey Group 3 championship. Ocean City facing Clearview, senior Brooke Douglas with a line drive, base hit to bring home Leah Cato. Then it's freshman Mackenzie Vendever, singles Knox and Douglas, OC up 2-0 at that point, but they would need more. Alex Rothman sends one in into right center, Jessica Mooney scores. OC leading 4-2, and Brooke Douglas closes it out of the mound. She gets a strikeout to end the game. OC beats Clearview 4-2 to win their first championship since 1989. Douglas and Mooney cap off their careers with over 100 career hits and over 500 career strikeouts on the mound. Head coach Kerry Merritt says these seniors were part of a special class.
We're kind of like a sleeper softball community still. People don't understand how good they both are.
I mean, I don't think people talk about it enough. To have two pitchers at 500 on the same team in the same year is crazy.
I mean, if you go look at the Hall of Fame that hangs in the athletic office or the athletic hallway, their names are going to take over. You'll be shocked how many lines on that, and it's both offensively and defensively.
I mean, it means a lot to me, and like the fact that I get to share it with Jess I think is so cool, because a lot of schools don't even have one pitcher with 500, so to have two is just really cool.
Yeah, it's cool that we can grow from each other.
The dynamic duo of Douglas and Mooney will be missed. What a career for those seniors. Congratulations to the softball team and all of our senior athletes who are ending their high school careers. That's a look at sports, and that's the last show for me. Back to you.
It's bittersweet to see our senior athletes go. At least they're off making other schools winners.
And make us losers. Just kidding. You juniors have a summer to lock in, and you'd better.
Before our seniors can toss our caps, we have some words of wisdom for you. Come on, guys. All right, Scarlett, you start us off.
Okay, my piece of advice to younger classmen is to join as many things as you can, because your time here goes by fast.
My piece of advice is don't procrastinate and enjoy senior year, because it goes by really fast.
Take Mr. Murkowski's classes.
Definitely take Murkowski.
I third that, take Murkowski's class.
I fourth that, take the class.
Everything happens for a reason, and you'll get into at least one college.
I fifth that, take Mr. Murkowski's class.
Try not to peak in high school, stay humble.
All right, thank you, guys.
Truly words to live by. Before we close the show, here's my advice. You probably know it already. It's a fact of life resting deep inside your heart, and your heart, and my heart. Whether you like it or not, you can never trust a blonde.
Oh! Well, that'll do it for this edition of The Current OC.
Remember to log on and catch all our shows and additional content by visiting OCNJTV.com.
We're also on social media, OCNJTV, so be sure to like our page and follow us there.
Yeah. Thanks for watching.
Yeah. Oh my God. Oh my God.